Steve Winwood, Valerie, to start us off on this Wednesday morning, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Wednesday morning, happy hump day. 21st of October, it's almost 9 minutes past six. What's the story, big man?
Thank you very much.
People on the old WhatsApp seem to be in very good form this morning.
Yeah, I see a lot of that. Loads of people wishing the old happy hump day and everything going on.
Yeah, and a bit of, you know, strong arm emojis and party looking emojis and everything. Andreas is on there and the Lily White looks like he's in good form. And even Butty Brennan decided to send a picture of himself this morning.
Saw that, yeah. Love a bit of Butty Brennan in the morning.
Busy Butty Brennan, I'd say. Just the world of good. And there's Mary, the dub, now living in Cork, waking up happy. And mind you, there's a bit of thick fog in Cork this morning, apparently.
I like a bit of thick fog every so often. Last weekend, I got up just the sun was rising.
Very good with batch bread, I find, a bit of thick fog.
The thick fog, yeah, goes down great.
Great
Butty, Butty Brennan, I'll tell you all about it.
He'd be the man for the job. Loads on this morning. As I say, everybody seems in good form. Good to hear from you. Thanks very much indeed. 087-188-0008. I was trying to think, was there a particular reason? But to be honest with you, today of all days,
yeah,
it wasn't something I was anticipating.
It's probably lifting the spirits before...
it's the calm before the storm.
It's the storm before the calm.
That's exactly it.
Is what it is.
And Damien's decided he wants to now be known from here on in as Double D.
Double D, you got it.
Although, did we decide you weren't allowed to give yourself a nickname?
Yeah, you know, today is different. Today's the one day you're allowed to do it. Other, you know yourself, Double D, you'd be chancing your arm on any other day.
Yeah.
But today you got it.
All right, so you can get away with it then. Today it's your day then. Double D, how are you doing? Right, birthday's on the way. I have to confess in advance, I was struggling a bit today.
Oh, jeez.
There was rugby sorts and cricket sorts and everything I had to leave out.
No cake for me, I can tell you.
Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 miles, here are Classic Hits. 14 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, 21st of October. About to take on the birthdays, as I say. Had to leave. There was no point in putting in the ruggedy balls and the cricketers and stuff like that for you, really, was there?
I won't have a notion anyway, so it's definitely... I wouldn't have a notion.
I left them out, which meant we have a slightly shorter list than normal, but there's a few good ones on there. A few biggies.
Yeah.
And certainly in the bottom department, they don't get a lot bigger than Kim Kardashian.
They certainly don't. They certainly do not.
That's got to be some birthday today, isn't it?
I think so. You can only imagine what's going to go on at a birthday party like that.
Like, what would Kanye West give to Kim Kardashian for her birthday? I mean, she was already a multi-multi.
I know, but he's such an egomaniac. He'd be there going, I'm here. You get me uninterrupted for an hour. He's so obsessed with himself. He'd be gifting his presence.
Yeah, to be fair, just rocking up at
it. What do you give the woman who was already married to everything? A little more everything. Be all that sort of carry
more
on.
More time to spend with his everything.
Didn't she? She coined the phrase, breaking the internet. That was
that
first
her?
Time that was used, wasn't it? When she had the one in the nip with the bottle of champagne flying over her head. Remember?
Oh, yeah, the nudie.
She broke the internet. And ever since then, everyone's been saying, oh, someone else now has broken the internet. But nobody ever broke the internet. It was only her that did it. She broke the internet with a big bad bottom. And
broke the internet as in had so many views and so many people on looking for that.
You couldn't see anything else.
That things, what, collapsed or something?
No,
or
you just couldn't see it. You literally could not open a page on the internet and that not be what you were looking at. Like, that's she broke it.
Right.
She ruined the internet by having her big bad bottom being on every single page on the entire internet at once.
I mean, I wonder, like, what was she worth even before the hookup with Kanye?
Oh, my God.
They were already ridiculous money, weren't they?
Mad money. Like, mad money from the old OJ thing and all. You know, God knows. And not a moral standard amongst a whole lot of them.
Appearing on the internet.
Yeah. You're making your money getting murderers off and everything, you know. Strange people.
Anyway, listen, before you cast your vote for Kim Kardashian, I should tell you it's a significant birthday.
Oh, is it?
Which means it's going to be an even bigger party. There's a part of me now intrigued to know in the name of God Kim Kardashian and Kanye West
celebrate her 40th birthday.
Happy
day!
That is going to be some party.
Yeah, it is.
You assume even in lockdown.
Sure. Imagine all, like, even if they're not allowed people, they'll be like dancing chihuahuas and they'll be like, you know what I mean. You can only imagine the sort of madness and the the ridiculous expense that would be spent on a night in.
Exactly. We had a quiet night in. It was just us and the 27 staff.
Yeah, we stayed at home. We're all in this together. So we just got all the staff to build a roller coaster in the back garden. You know, that sort of carry on. Something small and simple.
Exactly. Right, yeah, Kim Kardashian 40 today. Right, what about this for a birthday? Judge Judy.
Judge Judy Rindlin.
Snindlin.
Snindlin.
Shindlin.
Oh, I thought it was Rindlin.
S-H-E-I-N-D-L-I-N, isn't it? Shindlin.
Oh, I've been saying
Years. Let's just call her Judge Judy.
Let's just call her Judge Judy. Why do you have to bring a second name into it? Judy's her second name. Judge's her first. That's
exactly
all you need to know.
The one and only.
It's unbelievably entertaining television, isn't it? When you're watching,
it's kind of an extraordinary thing to have been successful.
So easily and easy to watch. It's just so entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, just watching a woman, a little old lady, being rude to people is what it comes down to.
There's great. There's something great about somebody just making a decision on the spot.
Oh yeah,
you know what
there
I mean?
Is. Yeah.
As in, like, you know, none of this business of like, you know, in the statute of blah 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 versus blah blah. Somebody actually turn around and go, no. I think he's right. You shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Give him the money.
Yeah, are you going to speak again? You can shut up.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff.
All that.
But can I just... Yep.
But there was okay, that's it. Pay him twice.
Yeah. Your counterclaim is ridiculous. All your money has to go to the next guy. To the sum of $230. It's never huge money.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They never over.
That's why it's great power just being able to go, no, I've decided you're right. But I've decided.
But can I just tell you what happened? Shut up. You kind of talk. I can talk over you two.
Yeah.
It's great. Just watching arguments. I got to say, she's not a young lady.
I was just going to say, yeah.
I'd say like about 84.
78.
Oh, is she? Oh, gee.
78.
Right.
Judge
God,
Judy.
Still at it, is she, I wonder?
That's a good question, actually.
I don't know.
Because I assume a lot of the stuff we've seen of her has
It'd
been
be old now.
From ages ago.
Yeah. When you see people are like, and they're in court over a lamp that costs $10, you're like, okay, yeah, probably wouldn't happen.
It wasn't yesterday, yeah. Right, okay, what about this? Let's get on to the football. Nemanja Vidic. Vidic.
Yeah.
Nemanja Vidic.
Vidic.
Who's that coming over the hill? Is it Nemanja?
Is that what he's saying?
That was used to be his chant, yeah.
Oh,
and
God.
Vidic. It just used to be on T-shirts. Vidic. If he dies, he dies.
That's cool. He's one of those, like, sort of, doesn't really give you much to deal with, really, you know.
To be fair, he was just a... just a blood and guts defender, really.
A big blood and guts, yeah.
But my God,
like
greatness day.
An Eastern Bloc Steve Bruce, effectively.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah. No, to be fair, I know what you're saying. You're struggling a bit.
I am, for
colour.
Like, I couldn't tell you what he's like at all. Like, I wouldn't know. I couldn't tell you hardly anything about him.
Yeah.
Except for that he's...
Other than, if he dies,
he dies. And I can only imagine he was very unimpressed by fans chanting a song and all.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's like... Yeah. 41?
Not bad now, to be fair. 39.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
39, not bad at all. And then slightly before him, but another... It's not very often you get to say this. United and Liverpool... legend would be too strong. I'm not going to go with legend. He wouldn't have been... For either club, I don't know that he would have, you know, garnered legendary status.
Yeah.
But unusual to have played for both United and Liverpool.
Very much so, yeah. Traditionally, you don't do that.
Paul Ince.
Knew before.
Who also had a spell at your beloved West Ham.
Yes, he did. Mm. Yeah, I know. He's sort of... I never know how I feel about Paul Ince. Like, he was one of those delighted that the other lot didn't have him sort of people.
When somebody makes those kind of crossovers...
I will say, though, he was part of an amazingly big side. Like, he probably could have done more.
Well, that early kind of side...
You know, he was probably part of
that
a
broke
great
through.
Squad. Yeah, he was, like...
Broke the duck, so to speak.
Broke the duck, yeah. And he was one of them. He was kind of like... I don't mean to be a bit rude, but he was kind of like...
Well, you know, he used
to. If he had a little bit more personality, he'd be like Ian Wright now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think he kind of liked. He loved the interview.
You know, he used to insist on being called the Gaffer.
He did not.
Yeah.
He didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did you know?
I know. Yeah. That gives you a bit. Yeah. Okay.
This
right.
This is why people like Ian Wright are sound. Do you know what I mean? Even like.
Yeah. Apparently, he insisted on being like by other players. You know.
The Gaffer.
Yeah. I'm nearly certain it was the Gaffer. Which is unusual, because most English players call the kind of manager that, don't they?
Yeah, of course you do. You don't be calling some lad running around with you who you maybe isn't even as good as
was
you.
It the, maybe it wasn't the gaffer, maybe it was something else. But I know he kind of, you know, again, like we went back to, you're not really allowed to have your, you know, make up your own nickname.
You can't do that.
It doesn't work like that.
He'd be playing with oh, Beckham and all. Call me the gaffer. I will, yeah. I will, all right. I'd say Paul Ince is like 46.
53.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. He's a bit further back.
Is? That's me thinking I'm younger than I am, like remembering things and going.
Yeah.
Sure, but, look, same,
but you'll always have Kim Kardashian.
I always have Kim Kardashian and a big bad bottom.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff, thank you, John. 6:32. Happy hump day to you, sir.
Indeed, and to you. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Well. Very good, very good.
Did you see the mighty zebras in action?
I saw, yeah. This is the thing.
Fantastic.
They've overcome all known odds. They look sartorially like walking, you know what. It was just ridiculous.
It was,
but
yeah.
In fairness, Manchester United, after a terrible season so far, have pulled off a huge result. It really was.
But it was just, I was saying to PJ earlier on, we could literally, because let's face it, right, let's be honest here, nobody was expecting a positive result.
Oh, no. We never even spoke about it yesterday.
I mean, you know, we didn't even speak about it. Myself and PJ didn't even text each other last night while the game was on. Like, we were literally sitting there waiting to be devoured. And I was just saying to PJ, I could actually visualise the memes this morning of lions eating zebra.
Well, this is the thing. You have to give credit. I think you have to give credit to Solskjaer. He's picked a team full of young people who are, you know, motivated.
John makes it sound like you went to a schoolyard.
Yeah.
He picked a team of young people. Sorry, you there. You there, yes. What are you, 14?
Yeah.
Yes, you'll do. Come
you
on.
And, yeah.
Yeah, you're better than Pogba. Come on.
Yeah, Pogba.
You'll be banned.
But look, I mean, look at Paris Saint-Germain ended up with Moyes Keane, who's been loaned out by Everton.
I was just going to say, he's not good enough for the mighty Blues.
The spirit of the Blues is lacking there. But if you analyse their team, they're absolutely rubbish. Most of their team are crap.
PSG, we're just saying, apart from the front three, all right, there's nothing really good. Especially with Marquinhos and all that not playing.
Mbappe will be, in time, one of the greatest players ever. But I mean, like most, Ander Herrera, who was discarded by Man United. There's several really, really ordinary players. So they basically...
John, stop raining on the parade, right?
Thinking.
We were trying to say that the mighty zebras overcame one of the giants of Europe.
Well,
you've played them down to make them sound like the dog and duck.
Well, indeed.
Unbelievable.
Most of the French league is less than the dog and duck.
We're never speaking to John again.
I tell you
we
something.
Decided now.
I felt really good there for a second.
Yeah, that's it now. I'm not giving Everton any more praise.
All of a sudden it's...
Nobody else is.
I can't believe that he rained on the zebra.
Jordan Pickford, huh?
Yeah. School bully, that lad.
Mind your back, lad.
Yeah, the police, every little thing she does is magic. 19 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 21st of October. M people moving on up just ahead of that. 087-188-0008. Thanks a million for all of the WhatsApp so far. I've tried to reply to a few people as best as I can.
Yes.
Saying good morning right back at you. You know, because sometimes you just don't get the chance to kind of give shout outs to people or whatever. So I tried to get through as many as I could, PJ.
Well, that's like, you know, a nice fella like you.
Well, the least I could do.
I always forget the WhatsApp is there now, to be honest with you, you know.
Listen, I was wrong. I knew it was kind of niggling at me that I was wrong anyway when I was saying it to you, but it wasn't the gaffer, it was the governor.
Oh, the governor. Oh,
the governor is what he insisted on being called.
Some people,
Paul Ince's birthday today, by the way, in case you missed it, that's what we were talking about.
But
still, even insisting on that.
This morning, you can't pick your own nickname.
Yeah, you shouldn't be allowed to have your own nickname.
And especially like, I'm the governor from now on.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're a halfwit. Like, that's what you're...
Imagine me coming in and saying that to you. Right, Liz and PJ, from now on, right? When you refer to me, don't call me the governor, yeah?
Oh, no problem. The governator it is. The governator it is. We can run with that. Everybody can work with that one.
That'll work.
It never works.
It's terrible, isn't it? But anyway, listen, 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout about whatever's going on for you today, hopefully you're looking forward to a half-decent day. Weather-wise today, I can't remember. I've forgotten already.
It was only a few minutes ago, but
I'm
sort of mild, I can't remember what John said. And dark. I don't think there's anything special.
I think tomorrow's about the best we can hope for.
Is it?
In terms of like maybe a little bit of brightness.
What day does the clocks go back? Is it Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Or Sunday night or when?
Or is it Saturday night, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
They've definitely decided they are putting them back, have they?
Yeah, they wanted to try and sort of not do it this year for obvious reasons that plunging into darkness doesn't feel like a very positive thing to do this year.
But you can imagine
people
this
can't.
Year, they can't.
No, they can't. It was like the Millennium Bug thing. They can't prepare everything. There wasn't enough time for a run-in to make sure that... You remember the Millennium Bug when nothing happened?
Yeah.
Well, apparently they were afraid that of that sort of... crap again.
They were afraid of nothing happening.
Afraid, yeah, maybe. But they couldn't run. They couldn't get it. They couldn't prepare everything on time. Anyway, the tech world. So now we're stuck with it for another.
There's obviously stuff then. That, well, I mean, it's quite obvious. There's plenty of stuff I don't understand. But in that sense, I would have thought it was just right. Listen, folks, we've decided. You know, don't bother changing your clocks and your watches and your.
Yeah, I'll be there. You know what I mean? Sure, it does it itself. I'll be going.
Although I suppose, do you know what it might be? You know the way the stuff that you don't actually get involved with yourself, which is great, like the way your phone automatically does it.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
Maybe it's all that carry on.
It must be that carry on. Yeah. I have no idea why or how. I have a clue. We can't.
Or the Angelus. Maybe they.
No, yeah,
maybe they can't. Maybe they can't reschedule the Angelus.
The Angelus would be on at 1-7. Oh my God, Jim, the whole world would go mad. You wouldn't be able to cope. We wouldn't be able to cope. We wouldn't know what was going on.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Angelus.
So we're stuck with it for another year. I can't wait till it's like an hour later in Dundalk than it is in Uri. And it's the exact same time in like Rome as it is.
Yeah. When we go with Europe or whatever and England stays... on whatever it's on.
Yeah, they just keep doing whatever they want to be doing, you know what I mean?
Bizarre stuff.
Digging their heels in.
Anyway, listen...
I don't say why we should do anything anybody else likes doing. Yeah.
I'll tell you what we are doing today, of course. As you'd expect at this stage, we are going to give you a shot at the hit bit. We are desperate to try and give it away. We had the heads up from Magic Mike that a clue is on the way. Now, he didn't say when, okay? But he did say that it was a clue on the way very soon. So we're keeping our fingers crossed for that. Because I tell you something, almost as much as 2020, I'm going to be very happy to see the back of the hit bit.
Oh,
I
want to see how big it gets.
It's annoying me now.
I want to see how big it gets now. I haven't a notion what it is. I've no chance of getting it.
Yeah.
It feels like we've mentioned every song ever written and it's still hanging around.
Yeah.
I hope it gets up to like 54,000. Oh, no, I don't. They'll dock it over wages or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's try get it and give it away today. Let's try to do that.
There'll be a job loss if it goes that high.
Yeah.
Nice. We're going to have to trim the fat here.
Someday to give that away, though, all the same, wouldn't it?
Yeah, be incredible. Anyway, look, we'll see how it goes. It's big money. It's over $2,000, of course. And it will remain that and continue to grow until we find ourselves a winner. Clue on the way. But listen, classichits.ie, always the place to start. And then let Magic Mike know that you want to play. 087-188-0008. There's been lots of WhatsApps in all morning with people trying to get in there early and get their... I mean, we were talking yesterday about the amount of times people text... somebody 186 times.
And then they got on and got it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, that's devastating.
That's a blow.
We should have given them a mug.
Also, decent start on the breakfast table quiz yesterday. We're lucky this week. We've got loads of prizes to give away. We got not only the big main prize, but a runner-up prize and a prize up there on our social media. So lots of opportunities to win. I think it might be 12 to beat at the moment, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we got a good score yesterday. So we're looking for that lucky 13. But don't forget, like, there is that runner-up prize
exactly.
And everything.
So it's well worth having a go for that alone. And also, what else is floating your boat today, PJ?
Not a lot, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, really?
It's fairly quiet. I mean, robot animals and skydivers who are over 100 years old. I got to be honest with you, Jim. I think we're just going to be having a crack today.
Yeah, I don't think that sort of stuff is going to get you called the governor. Do you know that?
Yeah, but then, you know what I mean? I'd be very disappointed if someone did call me the governor.
Yeah, waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Spice Girls and Wannabe. And what do you want to be?
What do you want to be? What do you want to do?
What's left for you? What are the ambitions still to be fulfilled?
Now, this is it. Is age a barrier? Is that a question? So, we're asking this question just looking here. This woman from Maryland over in the States. She fulfilled a very long time dream. She went skydiving. You think, well, what about that? Loads of people go skydiving. Skiving.
Well, we go skiving. Well, you and I skive better than most people.
That's why it's not my ambition. I'm already completely professional.
Yeah, we've skived so many times. It's old hat now.
I think it's fair to say I haven't done a day's work in my life. 102 years old this woman was though, when she went and did it. Yeah, Vivian Millie Bailey is her name. She's a World War II veteran. She's been featured on this thing in America, the Heroes Channel. You know the way they're all mad for that over there.
Yeah.
On a show was called Honor for Fighting Heroes or whatever. You know, they go mad for that nonsense. Like, they're absolutely, it's really, like, it's obsessive. You know the way.
Yeah.
Like, we can't even speak with a normal voice when talking about these people. It must be deep and over emotive, and it has to be calling them heroes and never merely soldiers or marines. Like, you know, they go absolutely spare for it. Anyway, this woman is a legend, and she was asked by producers if there was a bucket list item that she never crossed off, you know.
Okay.
And she says skydiving, so they said, let's go do it. So she did go do it. She said she was inspired by...
So she, let's just be clear. So she wasn't just saying, I've never skydived, and they went, great, let's get you skydiving.
I think there was
and press ganned her into
it. I think there was an element to that. I'll be honest.
Like, it wasn't as though she went, I would love if you could make it happen for me.
No,
they went,
her,
no, let's throw you out of a plane.
They did the American, well, why not? Why not now? So she's 90. She took inspiration from George H.W. Bush, who went skydiving when he was 90.
Right, that's the dad, is it?
That's the old boy.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So they went up, she did it. She says, look, I was a bit worried. I was a bit scared for a minute, she says. It felt like we were sort of tumbling out of control. But then she goes, no, hold on. Somebody's holding on to me. I've just watched a video here. She had a great time. And it does make you think, 102 years old, throwing yourself out of planes, not a bother on you. We make excuses for a lot of things when it comes to age in our lives.
Yeah.
You know.
Or anything else for that matter. Circumstance. We, you know, I don't have the time.
I don't have the time.
There's always something.
Oh, yeah. Maybe one day, you know, I'll do all these things. You never get really around to it. You don't prioritise it.
And I know at the moment, of course, nobody thinks about the future because everybody's just wrapped up in the madness that there is right now.
You're wondering, will there be a future? You're like, you know. What's it got to be? Can we just get to Christmas?
But, you know, it wouldn't do any harm maybe sometimes to just, you know, let the old mind wander. There's got to be something. Most people must harbour something that they'd still really love to do.
Definitely they do. I think one day I'd like to play for Dublin in the GAA. I'm going to make that happen.
Most people probably still harbour something realistic they'd really like to do.
102-year-old can jump out of a plane. I can play for Dublin, Jim. Were you
even a decent GAA player when you played?
Well,
like,
obviously not.
When you had a leg that worked and everything.
Obviously not. That's why I wasn't... I wasn't particularly... Okay.
No, I don't mean elite. I mean even decent. Like, you know. Well, you weren't like that guy that Magic Mike told us about who... No, was it Magic Mike who told us that story of the guy who... He was on the football team. Who told us that? And literally, he thought his day had come when only 10 players showed up.
It was Lachlan. It was our friend Lachlan, yeah.
Yeah. Only 10 players showed up and he thought, this is it, this is my moment, I'm going to get my game. Finally, they literally, I'm the 11th player, they have to play me. And then they asked him to stay on the sideline until the other guy arrived.
Yeah, we're calling someone, someone's going to arrive eventually, and we wouldn't want to use up a sub so quick, they goes. Because you'd have to come off when he got here anyway.
That's what I'm saying. So were you that caliber of GAA, or did you actually kind of, you know, did you perform?
I could kick a ball, but I couldn't catch it. That was the problem. I could catch a ball, actually. Okay. Could.
Did you ever consider soccer, where you don't need to catch it?
No, because... No, I wanted to play for Dublin, and I could catch a ball. The only problem was I could catch it perfectly with my face.
Excellent.
My hands weren't exactly great.
Okay.
And no, there was no...
Well, there's nothing in the rules to say you can't, you know, catch it with your face.
It's very hard to make a face pass, Jim. I'm telling you, I've tried it.
Okay.
I tried it for years. And I'll tell you something else. It's not like a soccer ball, as you described it. I know Neil saw his five in the face when you actually tried to catch it with your hands. It's a very uncomfortable sort of thing to happen. So
right,
maybe that, yeah.
Well, listen, let's try. I'm going to take that on as
don't
a person.
Don't tread on my dreams. Isn't that what they say?
I'm going to try and make that a personal mission now for you to one day play for Dublin.
Well, didn't John Bishop make it happen for Liverpool? He had a whole show about it.
Well, then, I think we can make that happen. I will... Actually, no, I'm not... I'm glad I stopped myself saying that sentence. I was literally about to say to you, I will be your personal Jim will fix it.
Oh, my God, Jim will fix it. How have we not done that as a feature on this show?
Excuse me, we do not ever want to go down that road, okay?
Oh, my God.
With the history that... Anyway, let's move on from that.
We got a clean Jimmy here.
I will make your dreams come true someday. Right, listen,
Magic
Mike is on the... I'm just going to ask Mike, actually,
now that you mention it.
Michael.
Yes, boys.
Have you anything harbouring on your bucket list?
Yeah, well, I've always wanted to do that whole diving with the great white sharks, you know, in South Africa.
Yeah, they'd see you as a toothpick, man.
No, but you don't actually dive with them. You go in a cage.
I know,
and they
but
come up to the cage. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
a skinny fella. You'd be floating through the cage.
I mean, though, yeah, you're plankton, really, yeah. in their world, Michael.
Plankton.
So yeah, you'd be seriously. That would be you'd love to swim with the great whites.
Yeah, I really would. Yeah, I think it must be some thrill to do it. Yeah, it's
I'd say
scary,
so.
Like, but I do it. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I know. It would be amazing. Oh, there's so many.
I mean, that is doable. I know it's expensive, but doable, isn't it?
If you have the money, yeah. If you have the money and you can equalise your ears, I suppose you can do it.
You can equalise your ears.
Some people can't equalise their ears. You know when you do the scuba.
Are you talking about yourself now, with one being higher than the other?
No! When you're doing the scuba and you have to go into the thing, you have to be able to do the press. You know the way if you're all coming off a plane and you hold your nose and you blow the air out your ears?
Right.
So a lot of people can't do that, which means they can't put on scuba suits to go down and play with the sharks.
Yeah, all right.
Can't do it. Yeah, you're.
They might get the bends.
You might get. I don't know. No, that's a different thing as well.
The bends is a different thing. When we went diving, what used to happen was people wouldn't equalise early, so you have to equalise as you're going down. But people would do it when they're 20 metres down, and that blows your eardrum.
And there's me thinking that being eaten by the shark would be the only thing you'd have to worry about.
Oh, the shark's the handy part.
That's the easy bit. What would be on mine? I've said this before. I would love to be the voice of an animated character.
Oh yeah, that's true. You have.
I would love to do that. I would love to be the voice of some animated thing. You know what I mean? I could see myself doing that, where you wouldn't have to look at me, which is an advantage for the audience. But I would get to be the voice.
You get to be the voice
of an animated thing.
Oh my god!
I think I'll make that an official bucket list thing.
That's a you're going to end up now being a cartoon shark selling peas or something on an ad.
I'd take it. Right, okay, so listen, so you know where we're going with this. It begs the question, what is there still? I know it's weird times and people aren't thinking, as PJ said earlier on, they're not necessarily focusing on the future. Although, to be perfectly honest with you, the reverse also applies. I think everybody is living in the future. Everybody's kind of waiting for this to pass.
And
believing that life will eventually come back and be normal or whatever normal is in the future. But anyway, but listen, there's got to be something. There's got to be a burning desire still in there for you, something on your bucket list. So that's what we want to find out about this morning. 087-188-0008.
I just want one of my bucket list items now is to see what happened. What's life like 6K from my house?
Guaranteed Irish Aslan, and this is Sierra Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that, 721. Actually, speaking of Aslan, can I just, if you, obviously this year, you know Halloween, your favourite, is coming.
Absolutely.
And Halloween is going to be very different this year.
Extremely different.
Extremely different. So listen, if you're looking for something, right, to entertain you on Halloween night, Aslan are going to be headlining Fingless Fright Night. And they're doing it online because you can't obviously do us, you know, in person.
Of course.
You know the way they normally have the festival.
Yeah, it's like the way we were talking about, all the festivals, really. Like the Freedom Festival this year was like that too.
Exactly. So they're putting together the online version. So if you're looking for it, because there's all sorts. Aslan are the headline act. The Brilliant Trees are going to be performing. Colm Dawson's doing his magic stuff, his magic show.
Of course he is.
Which is great. So if you've got kids involved, also all that sort of stuff. So it's a Facebook Live event. And it's happening on Halloween night. At Fingless Fright is the Facebook page or whatever you want to call
and
it.
All hosted by our favourite cartoon character, Mr. Jim McKay.
Yes.
Which is the best part
of
it.
And there's fireworks and all that sort of stuff as well.
Amazing.
So there's the fireworks, Aslan, as I say, Colm Dawson doing the magic stuff, loads of other bits and pieces, loads of great bands and stuff on. So at Fingless Fright, 8 o'clock on Halloween nice. You can go on and check it out. Just because if you're going to be indoors doing games with your kids and stuff, it's good. You know, it'll be a good show, like the likes of Aslan and the magic stuff and all that. So you can check
Jim
it out.
See Jim doing his thing in front of the cameras. You know what I mean? Standing in front of Aslan and trying to block the camera view of them and everything. I heard he was doing.
Shocking. Carry on.
Yeah, here he's going. Career, to be down there.
Listen on the what do you call it? Bucket list things, Dave. Just because of Mike's desire to dive with sharks, as lads, I couldn't dive onto the bed, never mind out of a plane. Oh no, that wasn't my. That was your woman, the 102-year-old.
Oh yeah, I saw when you said dive with sharks, I was like going, You don't jump out of a plane to jump into with sharks. Oh my
now
god,
that would be.
You'd kill yourself.
That's a good one.
That's an amazing book, Lewis. I want to jump out of a plane with a parachute and land in shark infested waters. Yeah, you're not taking any prisoners there.
Also, Mary's been on to say that maybe Mayo would give you your shot at playing
god.
In the GAA.
It sounds terrible, isn't it? Oh,
you
god.
Never know.
You never know. I
look, it's a start.
I couldn't do it, man. Oh my god, the smell of onions off the whole county. Oh, it'd be a terrible thing.
Who's this? Adam saying, I want to go in one of those flying suits.
Oh, imagine that. Have you ever seen them?
Even if it's the last thing I do.
It would be the last thing you do.
What's the flying suit?
Ah, you know them. And instead of parachutes, they sort of open up.
And
they
make you look like a bat.
Make you look like a bat, yeah. And they wear GoPros on their heads in case it is the last thing they ever did. Do you ever see it?
Because let's face it, who doesn't want to see footage of you crashing to the ground?
Weirdos out there. But they fly like Superman. Like, you're literally flying like Superman. It's unbelievable stuff.
Oh, dear. And also, Adam would just threw in at the end, he'd also like to, his ambition would be to have a teenage daughter who got up on time for school.
It's a gas, isn't it? Perspective is a wonderful thing. Depending on where you are in life, it decides what you want in life.
Also, somebody wants to know, did you play for any GAA clubs?
I did a bit in school. And was up, you see, this is the problem. I was up in Merino, then we moved to Clontarf. That's when I started catching balls at my face and... It didn't really end very well. I gave it my best shot. It didn't really work.
Elf Terry's been on. His bucket list is, here's an interesting one, Learn to Swim. This is on his bucket list.
Oh, yeah, there's something that's very, very achievable.
Yeah.
All ages, that's a great idea. There's nothing to stop you doing that.
He'd also like to do a John Bishop, as you mentioned, and play for Liverpool in like a charity game or something.
Did you ever see what John Bishop did?
No.
So he talks about how growing up he always wanted to play for Liverpool and all. I know we don't really like hampering on with these cup points and all, but I have to say it's amazing. And he said how you get to a point in your life where that's gone. And then he finishes the show with this video where he's lining up with Liverpool and like John Motson and all is doing the commentary and everything.
Oh my god.
And he gets this whole video and he gets to play with and for Liverpool in this sort of virtual situation because he's now friends with all of them in the club and everything.
Of course.
And they did this.
That's
for
the
him.
Joy of celebrity, isn't it?
Isn't it the joy that's why of celebrity?
That's why I'm very optimistic that I'll get you to play for Dublin. Because with your level of fame and popularity, they all cave in when you bring a celebrity on board. They always do.
Having a hope now. Literally having a hope.
Elf Terry would also like to go to the North Pole to see Santa. That's a very good one, Terry. Why don't you write a letter?
Yeah, well.
And I'm sure it'll be fine.
You support Liverpool, which makes Santa cry.
Somebody saying, look at this, Des would love to do that storm chasing thing. You know where they chase tornadoes
and
stuff.
I saw that. That's... what a weirdly dangerous, amazing thing to do, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, that's somebody's job, like.
But I'd say it's the adrenaline buzz must be
unreal.
Phenomenal.
Those things just suddenly, like, turn. They're, like, unpredictable.
Yeah.
Like wild dogs. Like wild dogs that can chew caravans.
they're big dogs.
Yeah, aren't they? They're like. Yeah.
And here's one. Look, somebody, who is this? Let me see. Juan, I think, in Cork, would like to learn to fix motorbikes. You can do that, can't you?
Oh, stop, will you? I've been riding for 20 years. I don't even know how the air gets into the tyre, man. Some call
it a mystery. Lionel Richie and My Destiny here at Classic Hits. Almost 18 minutes to 8 o'clock. PJ, I'm just looking at WhatsApps at the moment, right?
Yeah.
And you know the way yesterday we were saying about the hit bit?
I did.
And we were talking about, was it Wendy who got on? She'd WhatsApped 186 times.
Yeah, that was her, yeah. She got it wrong, unfortunately.
There's some lad called Joe who's currently on 315 WhatsApps.
Good Lord.
315 times he's WhatsApped in to have a go. Sorry, 318. He just keeps doing it. And there's somebody called Liz Bell from Clondalkin.
Yeah.
Who's on 255.
Jeepers, isn't that unbelievable, isn't it? Seriously, like...
Unbelievable. People are going absolutely bananas to get involved
in
the
hit. And obviously think they have the right answer. There must be something, some bell ringing in the back of their head. Like.
Yeah, convinced. Oh, I like what you did there. Liz Bell from Clondalkin.
I didn't even mean to do that.
Anyway, look, Magic Mike is the man that you need to impress. He's in the West, but he's standing by on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Final call for the hit bit. And listen... Good news, PJ Gallagher.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Elf Terry, who'd have thought it?
Who'd have thought it?
Has come up with a master plan, right? You know the way you said you're on your bucket list?
Yeah.
Is your desire to one day play for Dublin?
Yeah.
El Terry's been on to say that apparently some lad, no, I've never heard of this guy, some lad called Peter Finn,
right,
who's the builder on RTE.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Does that ring any bells?
The name sounds familiar, but I can't put a face to it, you know, that way.
Anyway, allegedly, according to Elf Terry, he plays for Dublin's over-40s. They have an over-40s team.
I didn't even know that.
Apparently, according to Elf Terry. Now, we'll have to check this out. I'm sure Magic Mike will be able to make a few subtle inquiries. But how good would that be? You could play, you could fulfil your ambition.
Wait, they'd all still be very good,
cool, play,
man,
for the Dublin over 40s.
I'd prefer to
known locally as the Dublin Outlaws.
I'd prefer to go for the over 50s. Is there an over 50s? I'll play for them.
Well, maybe. We can establish that.
And that gives me 5 years to train.
This could be very interesting. This could be great.
5 years to train for my first get out with the over 50s.
You know. And even
right,
you
then.
Even you with your one usable leg.
Yes.
I would be okay in that situation.
So
you could train with our Andy Bad News. Doesn't Andy Bad News play?
He does. Yeah.
What do you call us? Roly Poly GAA or something?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he comes in and he does. Like every Monday, he comes in and he's limping and he's flat footed.
There's always something broken.
And he's leaning against the sweeping brush and he's all like he's all banjaxed.
Yeah, he might. He could train you.
Yeah. He could.
Yeah.
I wonder, I don't know if he's any good. I don't know.
And what about, of course, in our very own sales department, we have our Neville.
Yeah.
Who, let's face it, as he tells us many, many times, he basically runs Dublin GAA.
Pretty much.
He claimed that he told Jim Gavin, like, who to pick, how to play.
He did, yeah. He told us,
basically, as Neville said it himself, you know, he was the brains behind the whole five in a row.
He was, yeah. He discovered the Brogan family.
That's right.
When they were just...
When they were... He played in one of the games. He had to do it in disguise. Obviously, he had to dress himself up as... Dermot Connolly, went conveniently missing.
Yeah, conveniently missing. All that.
It was actually because it was Neville in disguise.
Is it true you are Neville? I don't know who told you that. No, yeah. Big scandal.
We weren't talking to somebody in Louis Copeland, were you?
Yeah, that's what happened. That's either. I know that.
This is coming together. I think one day PJ Gallagher is going to play for Dublin in some form. Do you know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see Jake play for Dublin. Oh. That would be amazing. Giving the ref a hard time because somebody forgot to cut the tops off the posts and everything.
And still wearing the suit.
Too big.
Yeah, this is outrageous. Every time he kicks it over the bar, he completely misses and you give him a point.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what?
The hit bit is worth £2,070 today. Quite a lot of cash, I think so, no matter who you are or what way you look at it, and here's what it sounds like. And we'll get stuck straight in. Amy is going to go first. Hiya, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad at all, Amy. How's you, more importantly?
I'm good, thank you.
What are you up to today, Amy? What's going on for you?
Just on my way to drop my girls to crash and then I'll be on my way to work.
All right, busy all day. Whereabouts are you in the world? Are you in Dublin or where in the country are you?
No, I'm in Limerick.
In Limerick? All right, very good.
And will you be back at work tomorrow? Are you considered essential or non-essential? Or what way does that work for you?
No, I'm essential.
Yes, you are, Amy.
Aircraft and they're not even flying, but I'm essential.
You are essential. And always remember it, you're special, Amy.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Much like us, Jim. Much like us.
We're special in a very different way, PJ.
Amy, we'd love to give you some money this morning. £2,070. What do you think?
I think it's Robbie Williams, Let Me Entertain You.
Okay.
What a tune. Good stuff. Right, let's head west. Magic Mike is standing by.
Okay, is Amy gonna win the money, lads? Is she the one? No, she's not the one. Sorry, you.
Oh my God, it's when he enjoys himself so much. I don't know, it hurts a little bit.
Absolutely. Listen, Amy, worth having a go. Take care of yourself. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers, bye-bye now.
Now, from a very essential Amy to a very necessary Roisin. How are you, Roisin?
Morning, PJ. Morning, Jim.
How are you, Roisin?
I'm good, thank you.
What's your plans for the day ahead?
Nothing really, I'm on my day off, so I just got up early to try and enter.
Oh, good. Okay.
Wow. Right, now, Mike, I hope you're feeling guilty now. Roisin literally got out of bed early on her day off to do this.
And let Roisin tell you what she does as well, and I'll feel more guilty now.
Oh, really? Roisin, what have you got a really important job?
Well, I'm a nurse. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look, I tell you something, Roisin. Let's just have a whip around and give her the money.
If Mike lets you down, I think it's fair we're going to just call him Lousy Mike for
absolutely,
the next couple of
days. Absolutely, yes. That's it. We'll never speak to him again, Roisin.
Right, so Roisin, have your guest take away the money.
I think it might be Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads.
Oh, okay. Great tune. God, yeah, I haven't heard that in ages.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah. This would be a once-in-a-lifetime win. There's no doubt about that, Roisin. It is wrong, unfortunately.
Oh! Mike, you absolute cad.
Lousy
unbelievable.
Mike.
A nurse. A vital, essential worker on our day off.
Yeah, I tell you.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Shame yourself.
I do apologise.
Listen, Roisin, thanks so much for taking part.
Have
a good day.
Me.
Cheers.
Oh, thank you, Roisin.
Take care of yourself. Right, Mike, I think you better just go and find a naughty step and think about what you've done.
I will hang my head in shame.
Good, right.
I kind of think Lousy Mike has a little bit of a ring to it.
No,
it doesn't. No, it doesn't,
I think
PJ.
So, are you sure?
No, I'm 100%.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Yeah, the Bee Gees, you win again. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, 21st of October. Thank you so much for letting us hang out with you on this Wednesday. 087-188-0008 if you need to get in touch on WhatsApp. Magic Mike standing by, of course. We got 12 to beat on the breakfast table quiz. Loads of prizes this week, courtesy of the Kinsale Hotel and Spa. We'll tell you more about that later on. We got a big main family prize. We got a runners-up prize. We got a prize in our social media channels. Loads of good stuff. But I tell you, speaking of good stuff, right?
Oh, I tell you.
If you were with us a little bit earlier on, you know we were chatting about bucket lists. So I know you thought we were going to a different story, and we will get there, PJ Gallagher. But I've got to tell you, right, we were talking about bucket lists earlier on. And in the course of it, PJ revealed that he still had it on his bucket list, despite only having one leg and being old, that he wanted to play for his beloved Dublin. Okay, that was always an ambition, and he hasn't scratched it off his bucket list yet.
I haven't even learned how to catch a ball yet, but I would like to do it.
Yeah, well, with your hands, we do establish that
you can catch
it with your face.
Can catch it with my face.
So I said I would take that on as a personal challenge to make this happen for Dublin. Then Elf Terry came on board.
Yeah.
Gave us a potential in.
This is outrageous.
With the Dublin over 40s team.
Yeah.
Okay. So that took on, and I thought, great, well then myself and Mike will start working on that. We'll make this happen for PJ. Check this out. Latest installment in this saga, ladies and gentlemen.
This is actually a thing that people are talking about.
Wait till you hear. I'll just read it word for word, shall
I? Okay, yeah, I'll shut up now.
From WhatsApp. How are you? Pete the Builder here from Home Rescue.
My God.
Give me a call. I heard your elf wants to get PJ on the pitch with the Dublin Masters.
Dear God Almighty.
It's happening.
I can't believe that this is actually a thing. This is actually a potential, possible, actual, real thing.
This is happening. So that's who. So Pete the Builder, that Elf Terry was talking about. Obviously, the show was Home Rescue.
Yeah.
Apologies, Pete, that I didn't know anything about that. But anyway.
Excuse me, it's nearly as good as the DIY challenge.
Wow, that is high praise indeed.
Yeah.
So the Dublin Masters they're called.
Masters.
Much better than the over 40s and all that kind
of stuff. But you get to represent your county well.
There you go.
I kick a ball.
Exactly.
Dear old this kid, could Jim be, McCabe.
This is happening. You're welcome, by the way. You're welcome.
I'm not sure you really...
Even I didn't think I could make it happen this quickly.
Jim fixed it for PJ. Jim fixed it for PJ.
I'll tell you something.
The Dubs.
If it wasn't for the horrible connotations that the name Jim will fix it brings.
I know. We'd be nicking it. Now, here's the problem.
What?
Well, obviously, we go into lockdown tomorrow. Is this considered elite sport? Because if it's not considered elite sport, you can't do it for at least 6 weeks.
Excuse me. The name of the team is the Dublin Masters. You don't get to have the title of master unless you're elite.
Well, I entered the table quiz once and we all called ourselves the Master Einsteins. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm presuming that there's something to this.
Well, yeah. Look, you know, all good things come to
Lads.
Those who wait, PJ.
This could
be happening. In fact, we're going to make sure it happens. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but one day and you'll remember it for the rest of your life.
Come here. Is there actually a chance that you lads could be gifting me a day out playing for Dublin in GAA for Christmas? I think there might be.
I tell you something. You're welcome.
You're the soundest Jim will fix it ever.
Wow. Welcome.
Of all the Jim will fix it I've ever heard of, you're the best one.
Yeah. Taking into consideration the competition, it's not the greatest compliment I've ever been paid.
The best one ever.
Anyway, that's brilliant. Pete, thank you so much. Our Magic Mike will absolutely 100% be on the case to make this happen whenever it's possible to happen. I tell you something. Who'd have thought that a run-of-the-mill Wednesday in the middle of October would turn out to be such an amazing day?
Day before a lockdown, I tell you
Incredible.
Something. I'm going to make sure then that you somehow end up being this cartoon character you so desire.
Some people would say I am a bit of a cartoon character. But anyway... yes, that is my ambition, to be the voice of an animated character.
Yeah, we just have to get Mike to make one of his cartoons. You know those cartoons he makes on the Facebook?
That's not the same.
Why not?
Because you wouldn't get paid for that.
Oh, right. Well, we'll all whip around and get you some orange twirls or something.
Anyway.
Pay in cake.
Listen, speaking of waiting, okay, waiting ultimately for, you know, whatever you want to arrive, and all good things come to those
come
who
here.
Wait. I mean, the story that we were about to do, I still can't believe that this is true.
I know, Dad, but this is a story we were going to do before Jim rudely interrupted me with my own dreams. But basically, you know the way sometimes, you know the way you look forward to certain things to eat, right? You know, like that. Like, for instance, I have a bag of Dublin Bay prawns now in the fridge. I'm going to cook them up on the weekend, you know, or
lovely.
The freezer, they're going to be deadly. Well, imagine waiting for 3 years... to get the food that you're looking forward to. And it's in a pub, right? There's a pub in Bristol. It's called a Bank Tavern. And they're booked up until 2023 with their bookings for food.
What?
Because their food is so popular. They do beef and pork and chicken, vegetarian. They only do roasts, roast dinners. And it's booked up
so until... it's a posh carvery. Maybe not even posh.
This is the thing. It's far from posh. Very less than posh. In fact, a meal will cost you less than a tenner. You get 3 full courses... for 15 quid. It's just apparently done so well and it's so popular, you can't get in. There's 7 tables that can sit 14 people at any one time. They make sure that after an hour and 40 minutes you have to go, and that's in normal times because it's such a popular place to get to. And the guy who runs the pub, he hunts his own food and all. Like, it sounds like the most bizarre place ever, but it's magic.
Hunts his own food.
Well, he kills it anyway. I don't know. Like, I suppose he's not just walking around the road.
Because in fairness, landlord, I mean, I don't know if there's a lot involved in hunting pigs. Wild boar, I'll accept. But
I beg your pardon. He hunts his own rabbit and deer. He doesn't down the cows.
I was just going to say,
yeah, like, that'd be a bit mad.
That's unfair on the cow. Yeah. Give him a head start, at least.
Exactly, yeah. Give him a shotgun.
Yeah.
But he does all of this, and the tavern has, like, it's so, so popular. But the waiting list, April 2023... And people are still putting their names on the list. And
can anything be that good? I mean,
no.
I'm sure it's, you know, it's one, like, to be honest with you, if somebody turned around and said to me, well, look, we'll have a table in about an hour, I'd go, I'll leave it. I'll get something in the chipper, it doesn't matter.
I know, that's me. I'd be there. We'll do the driving. We don't even have to get out of the car.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, you know the way you buy, even like the Elton John effect, you buy a ticket for a gig 2 years down the road.
Yeah.
And then you realise it's tomorrow and you go, God, do we have to go to that?
I think it's going to be raining.
Like, yeah, of course we have to go. We spent 170 quid and the tickets.
And waited 2 years.
Are you joking? Did we really? I don't want to go at all. I bought them in a fit of madness.
Oh.
I'd be thinking, when this comes up, you eventually would be thinking, do I really want to go? I don't even know if I'm free. They also do vegetarian options. And I know, imagine you waited 3 years.
Right.
This would be Jim now. I, of course, would have no problem with it. Me, who was a vegetarian for 7 years. You'd be waiting 3 years to go in, and then Jim would be there with his carnivorous friends, and they'd all be sitting at the table opposite, and they'd go, look at us, waiting 3 years for a table, and vegetarians have probably blocked up 6 months of that. Look at them over there eating there, waiting 3 years to come in and have a vegetarian turkey sausage or a plate of noodles. Shower wasters.
I can't imagine. I mean, look, fantastic. It's great for the pub. It's a great gimmick. The idea that you'd wait 3 years for pub grub
and to still take the bookings. Yeah,
but that's extraordinary. I mean, can anybody genuinely really want it that bad? And
I
as you say, you wouldn't know what was going to happen in half that time.
Yeah, well, you might have even extended now. We might have to take tables out. You might be down to 3 tables. He says, we had to change your booking. All right, when is it, Wednesday instead of Monday? No, it's 2026 now, because we can only do half capacity. But we are looking forward to seeing you.
Is there anything you love so much that you'd wait that long for?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. Yeah. I struggle to wait for anything at all.
I mean, the amount of complaining we did when it came to deliveries from the internet. You know what I mean? Remember, yeah, people have gone bananas because they're waiting 3 months for a book and stuff.
I can't even... You see the way... It's going to really annoy me that I have to wait to defrost my prawns on Saturday, to be honest with you. Like, I'm going to really struggle with it. The fact that I have to go get them, defrost them, that could take 2 hours. I mean...
I'll just go to the chipper.
I'll have to get a chipper in the meantime, yeah.
Ironic from Alanis Morissette here at Classic Hits. It's almost 8:22 on this Wednesday. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008. Big reaction to the prospect of you playing... actually fulfilling your bucket list dream and playing for Dublin.
I mean,
your beloved Dublin.
I do have dicky feet. I can't catch a ball.
I've technically only got one leg. I mean, the other one's made of metal or something.
True, yeah. I'm 45 years old.
Yeah.
I mean,
plus the fact that, like, I don't know. Like, what are you looking at there? You looked at 70. I don't know you could go at the duration of a full game without your waterworks.
I wouldn't.
They'd have to bring in, rather than water breaks for the intake of water,
outbreak.
They'd have to bring in water breaks for the output of water.
Yeah, water outbreak, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to have that like they did in, you know, reverse version of the kind of World Cup and stuff.
My God, sure, if I even change the position I'm sitting in, I have to have a water break.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So that could be awkward, but look, we'll get around that. We'll find a way. Anyway,
5 minutes, Jim. 10 minutes. 10 minutes is all I'd need to fulfil the dream.
Some of the reaction, a lot of people saying they're a bit disappointed that you didn't want to play for your home county.
I knew people would say that.
Line out in McHale Park.
Your sniggly gets to lot of you.
Also, quite a lot of excitement from other players. Nigel in Newbridge was on to say, morning Jimmy, old pal. Peter is Peter Finn. He's a very good friend of mine, actually. I have played for the Kildare over 40s myself. I'd nearly go back just to have a belt off PJ.
Ah, yes sir, yeah. Go away and leave me alone, you. You stay where you are.
And also, Ollie in Galway is just speculating that the only reason the Dublin Masters are asking PJ, well, twofold, lockdown is kicking in, and also Jimmy Keaveney is 75 years old and injured.
He'd still run rings around me.
Yeah, so it's not the 75 years of age, it's actually the fact that he's probably carrying a knock.
He's just carrying a bit of a knock, but yeah, that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they decided to give you a shot at it. So look at that, I tell you something. There's a lot in it, you know.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I mean, like, lads, we have to make this happen. Come on.
Absolutely.
Like, it's literally been a dream thing. Like, this is one of those things you think was never, ever happen.
There you go.
Come on, now, lads.
Look, it's physically happening before your very eyes, PJ.
Lads, I'm telling you. Imagine, I'd be like, I'd go mad. I'd be like an egomaniac. I'd be like Conor McGregor. I'd commission a painting of me in the jersey and everything. Have it over the fireplace.
And then you'd become the nightmare pundit.
I would, yeah.
Every time you were watching a match with your mates or anything, you'd turn into the, like... Well, now, if it had been me now, I'd have probably played it out.
Lads, I'm telling you, I know what it's like to be out there. I'm just telling you, like, you know, from a player's perspective now.
Share and Believe, here are Classic Hits at 20 to 9. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Much appreciated. Thank you for letting us hang out with you. 087-188-0008. Last call on the breakfast table quiz. 12 to beat Magic Mike standing by in the West this morning, but standing by on WhatsApp. Let him know if you want to play. Normally, when we kind of bring you a story that maybe PJ finds or whatever... you know, the essence of it is in the story. It's whatever the content of that story is. But occasionally,
very much so, yeah.
But occasionally, when you're dealing with, you know, when it's PJ finding the story, sometimes there's an added twist.
Yeah.
Like, as to whether or not what the story that he reads is the actual story. Or whether it's just a very PJ way of looking at things.
I fell down a hole here this morning. Jim, I really fell down a hole. So there's this story about a 14-year-old guy called Ren Keyu from China, right?
Right.
And he's been called the world's tallest teenager, right? He's towering 2 feet over all his classmates. So he's basically a 14-year-old. There's lots to this story. I'm not even going to go into it. I've lost interest in it because I couldn't get my head around what I thought this said, right?
Right.
So he's a 14-year-old boy who's 7 feet tall. I read
seven?
This. Yeah.
Seven feet.
He's over 7 foot. He's about 7 foot 3 inches. 2.21 meters in height, and he's still growing.
14
years old.
Oh my God.
You think
which
that's
is a,
mad.
Which is a story in itself. I mean, obviously, that is the story.
He's from the southwestern province of Sichuan. His parents took him to hospital for examination when he was young. They found that his extraordinary height is not caused by a disease, because normally there's a disease yeah. that makes people grow this, which can be can cause all kinds of health problems as
absolutely.
You get older.
But this is good
tragic.
News. He doesn't have any of that sort of stuff.
He's just huge.
Just very tall.
He is just really, really tall. His size is influenced by his parents, his grandparents. It's just like a coming together of some mad genetic coming together that's made him really, really tall. So he's completely healthy.
Well, so that's quite an extraordinary story in itself, you'd have
yeah.
to say. Not nearly as good as the version of the story that PJ thought he was reading.
I read it this morning and I couldn't believe, I was looking for pictures for him, right? Because I read it as a 17-year-old is over 40, or a 7-year-old is over 14 feet high. And I was like, mother of God! A 14-foot 7-year-old!
Just...
It's like, how
just,
have I not heard about this
just the
before?
Idea of anybody being 14 feet
yeah,
tall.
I was like, I can't
believe
this.
Did that not strike you as...
It did, so I went, I was like, God, I was like, I have to see this young lad. I can't believe this. So I googled him. I was there, Ren Kew, and then I saw the picture and I went... He's not 14 feet, unless the fella next to him was 7 feet at least. And then I was there, and he's not even a 7-year-old. He's wearing glasses and a jacket and all, he's wearing full clothes and all. I was there, and no, they look like clothes that would fit nearly a normal person. I said, this is a lie. I was there, and then I went down to, I was googling Chinese young fellas and lying about height and China and all. I was going down the wall. I said, this is an outrageous story. And they're trying to play this off. The Chinese are trying to play this fella off as a 7-year-old kid. He's like a grown man nearly, I was thinking.
Oh my
God. So I
God.
Went back to the source, and sure enough, what's the story? The story is a 14-year-old is 7 foot, and not a 7-year-old
who's
is 14 feet.
Four, yeah. yeah. I think, because I think in fairness that one. I mean, what's the what was the tallest record ever? It's never top. Has it ever topped 9?
No.
The 8 tallest, something.
Yeah, the tallest teenager before this fella was a guy called Kevin Bradford, who's from the United States. He was born in 1998. And he measured 7 foot 1 inches.
Right.
And this guy is 2 inches taller than him. And the tallest teenage female was in 1997. She was just over seven foot, like a touch over 7 foot. And she was 2014. So to say a 14-foot 7-year-old would have put both of them in the halfpenny place, he would have been the height of the two of them standing on top of each other.
So basically, so there was a period of time, a period of minutes this morning, where yeah. you were contemplating the idea of a 14-foot-tall 7-year-old.
Yeah, I was for about 5 minutes I was thinking, how does that feel? Where did they even get a bed from? Never mind a pair of trousers.
Brilliant stuff. Guaranteed Irish from the Boomtown Rats. I don't like Mondays. Here are Classic Hits. Almost 8 minutes to nine. Just before we do the breakfast table quiz, Aisling Noon in Galway, happy birthday to you. Aisling Noon celebrating her birthday today. Mum and Dad were on. They wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. Lots of love. And also we have to say hi to Olivia Everett. She's 3, PJ.
Happy birthday.
No, I don't think it is her birthday.
Oh, hello.
And also her sister Amelia, who's aged 8. And
wow.
they just happen to love the show.
I hear they're both 14 feet as well, so I hope you have a great day.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Right, the prizes we have for you this week. At the moment, you see, Kinsale Hotel and Spa have unbelievable range of different kind of promotions going on there. Keep It Cork promotion, their autumnal bestie breaks, family breaks, coastal afternoon tea, Wild Atlantic Way dinner, B&B packages, all that sort of stuff. You can check it all out for yourself on their website, kinsalehotelandspa.ie. But they've given us a selection of those packages to give to you this week. We got a top prize of a two-night stay in the recently refurbished Superior Lodges at Kinsale Hotel and Spa, and that is for a family of up to 6 guests. If you don't manage to win the top prize, they've given us a runner-up prize of one of those Keep It Cork overnight dinner B&B packages. That's for two guests. And if you still don't manage to win that, they've given us another fantastic prize, which is there for the winning on all of our social media channels. So if you go to Facebook, Twitter or Instagram, any of the Classic Hits social media platforms, you will find it.
Indeed, sure, you nearly couldn't win today. And having said that, here's Fiona Maxwell on the line. Who's going to have a go this morning and try and get the highest score. 13 is the score we need today. 12 the score to beat, though. How are you, Fiona?
I'm grand, thanks, PJ.
What's the crack with you? Where are you this morning?
I'm in work.
Oh, yeah. Drogheda. What? Oh, in Drogheda. Right, so, yeah. Is it nice in the half-decent day, even?
Yeah, it's all right. It's not wet, yes. Not raining, yes. So
and have you
okay.
Have you the full day ahead of Fiona? You're only just in, is it, or...?
No, I've been here since 8, so... Yeah, full day ahead of me.
Right, full day ahead. Okay, well, let's try and get a decent score here. Let's try and give you something to look forward to when we do escape from this lockdown thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. So we've got 60 seconds to try and get 13 or more on the board. Very best of luck, Fiona. Here we go.
Name the world's largest ocean.
Pacific.
Yeah, which country is Prague? Oh, what country is Prague? What? That's what I don't understand. You're getting that question. Name the director of the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Jackson,
yeah, that's
sorry.
It. What colour is a Welsh poppy?
Red.
Yellow. What colour is the jersey worn by the winners of each stage of the Tour de France?
Yellow.
Which chess piece can only move diagonally?
King.
A bishop. Name the three primary colours.
Red, blue and green.
Red, yellow and blue. How many valves does a trumpet have?
Four.
Three. Which? When did the Cold War end?
I don't know.
1989. What is sushi traditionally wrapped in?
Seaweed.
In a website browser, what does www stand for?
World Wide Web.
Fissures, vents and plugs are all associated with what geological feature?
I don't know.
Volcanoes. Which author wrote Winnie the Pooh?
I can't remember his name.
Oh, it's A.A. Milne, apparently. I can't. Sorry about that. I got which country is Prague in was the question, and I kept saying what country. I went mad.
Well, we
so
gave
we're
you
giving you that.
Yeah, we gave you the point anyway, Fiona. Yeah,
sorry, I went. I had another moment where I was thinking about 14-foot 7-year-olds. So you get that. We're giving you that one, no matter what.
And there was a few there. I think you probably knew. You were kind of doubting yourself on a few of them. You knew Peter Jackson, and you knew the yellow jersey thing and all that. But anyway, listen. You ended up with 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6 correct answers today, Fiona.
Okay.
But listen, I mean, the beauty of it is, I can't remember what our runner-up score is.
I think it was 7.
Oh, was
I
it?
Think
okay,
it was 7,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look, there's always the social media channels.
Yeah, you still have a chance to win, Fiona.
Listen, Fiona, thanks for playing. Have a good day.
Thanks,
cheers.
Bye-bye.